Hello, and we are back. You know, Jeff, I want to talk about something today.
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is internet. Because I thought to myself one day, you know, I think about internet at home, at work, you know, it's pretty carefree. You just hook up, automatically hooks up to your phone when you walk in the house or the building, you know, whatever. And you just go about your day. And
it's your lifeline.
Right? It's your lifeline. But then I thought, what about people in their RVs? So when they go out in our RVs, you know, especially, and how do they, let's talk about internet in RVs today. How does that work? How's it handled? All the different ins and outs.
Yeah. No, that's a good topic because, well, first of all, we have to tell everyone out there, if you're one of these people that think that camping should not be about the internet or TVs or phones, like we get it.
Right. We get it.
But there's also another, I mean, I would say almost like a new wave. I mean, technology's catching up and you know, it's easier now to get connected than ever, but there's people now that work from their RVs that need the internet.
Exactly.
And frankly, there's always that rainy day that you just want to go inside and, you know, sit there and watch, you know, watch a movie and stream something, you know. So it's a real thing. You're going to need at some point to access the internet.
Yeah, mapping.
In most cases.
You know, mapping if you want to take, you know, maybe like a trails or find out what's next to the city, shopping or something like that.
Yeah.
You're always going to have a need for it. But even though besides the fact of getting away, camping, disconnecting, but at some point you do connect.
Yeah. And if you're going place to place, most of these campgrounds are now using online reservation systems.
Sure.
You know, you might not have cell service, things like that. So it's a really good thing to talk about.
Okay.
There's a few ways. And I'll tell you, we can talk about this from the standpoint of, you know, most budget friendly all the way up to money is no object, you know, there's something for everybody. And what's great about it now is that it's way more accessible and way more affordable than it was even, you know, 2 or 3 years ago,
definitely.
You know, it continues to do so. So I guess the cheapest way to do it is, you know, a lot of campgrounds do have Wi-Fi. Like anything else, it's a Wi-Fi that is subject to issues. Number one, you know, do you have coverage throughout the campground? If you get a really nice spot, but it's far away from the clubhouse or the campground, you know, office or whatever it is, are you going to have the best connection?
Yeah, you have like one bar and then you get frustrated.
Yeah. And you know, I remember being at a state park in Pennsylvania one time and they had the Wi-Fi. I was trying to connect to it. It was like, you know, on your phone, at least on iPhones and stuff, there's like the little Wi-Fi signal. You've got like three bars on there. You're stuck on one, which really isn't anything, right?
It's right there.
You're
holding on by a thread.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's taking like, you know, just the Google homepage, like 10 seconds to load.
Right.
So that's not ideal.
No.
So, you know, you get what you pay for, you know, and so you're connecting to campground Wi-Fi with your phone, with your, you know, laptop, with your TV. If you're wanting to stream, it's almost impossible. Even if the service is good, even if the speeds are good, a lot of times these Wi-Fis, you ever been to like a hotel and you have to like, you know, click that you agree that you're not going to do anything illegal or anything. If you have a TV, a lot of times it can't connect to that kind of Wi-Fi because it doesn't have a browser. You can't like click I agree.
Yeah.
So that becomes a problem.
Right.
There's range issues, there's speed issues, there's connectivity issues. So a lot of people want to have their own source of internet. And that is where we come in here at Fireside Chat, because we're going to tell you all about it.
Okay.
So there's a few different ways to do it, and we're going to try to be as thorough as possible. A lot of people like to use a mobile hotspot. So you can get these through your phone companies. You can, you know, AT&T has them, Verizon has them, you know, all the different phone companies have mobile hotspots. And it's a device, and you add it to your plan, and you buy the device or you finance a device, and then there's a monthly charge, and then usually you get a set amount of data. And sometimes I would assume there's probably some unlimited plans out there, but the drawback to that, and it works, but the drawback is you're limited to one cell provider. So we've all been in that situation. You're somewhere and you have no bars on your phone, and your buddy who's got a different provider has at least a little bit of service. So with the mobile hotspot, it's just like a phone. It's just taking data from the cell tower, turning it into something that you can use your own Wi-Fi network. So the data is limited in that regard, and it's limited to that one cell provider. But then, you know, too, it is typically pretty expensive, and you just have to pay kind of, you know, if you get a, for example, a 10 gigabyte, and you know, data's counted in these gigabytes. If you get a 10 gigabyte plan, and let's say that's $100 or whatever, I don't know what it, costs out there.
Right.
But if you use all that, then they do what's called throttling. Mm-hmm. They throttle your speeds, and when they throttle your speeds, that means you get just like a trickle. You know, you go from the full garden hose to the trickle, and it just doesn't work for streaming and things like that.
Sometimes at home, depending on the company you have, that can happen. You can get throttled too,
right,
at home as
right.
well. So we all know how that kind of feels.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's frustrating.
So the mobile hotspot, I will tell you, I got a life hack for you though.
Okay.
I got a life hack. If you want to go with a mobile hotspot, mm-hmm. I will say this is what I did. I don't know if this is exactly above board, but keep it on the download time. Tell anyone about this.
We won't tell anybody.
So what I did is, if you've been with the same cell provider for a while, you typically have devices, unless you trade them in, you've got an old phone sitting around, you mm-hmm. know? There was a time when I was out RVing that I had an old phone and I wasn't using it. And, you know, it was the screen's cracked, it's just not, you're not going to use it.
Right.
But what I did is I had an unlimited data plan for my family. So whatever phone lines were on there had unlimited data. And this old phone was an iPhone, and it had the personal hotspot, like where it can create its own Wi-Fi network and you connect to it.
Yeah.
So what I did is I just called and said, hey, I want to add a line. I added a line for $20, unlimited data, and just put that phone on there. And wherever I went, I used that phone as my hotspot. Now, they do limit you. I think it's like my plan was like 32 gigabytes, and then they throttled you, but I never ran out of data that way.
Oh, wow.
And so I didn't have to add a device. Now, granted, that was a couple of years ago. Times have changed. They may have ways of keeping people from doing that, but it's worth a shot. If you've got a phone lying around, just, add a line. And we use that as our RV phone. So it just stayed there plugged in if we needed, it's like the house phone for your RV. So there's a life hack for you right there.
There is a hack.
There it is.
From Jeff. Okay.
There it is.
Great. All right.
So those are the two, I guess you could say cheaper. Those mobile hotspots can get expensive. But I will tell you, here at Grand Design, we have a solution for a lot of our units.
Okay.
So we understand that there is, there's a time and a place for the campground Wi-Fi. There's time and a place for the mobile hotspot, but they have their limitations. So we partnered with a company called Travelfy.
Mm-hmm.
And Travelfy, now this is what we're talking about here. We're talking about our fifth wheels. So this can certainly be added aftermarket, but we include them with every fifth wheel except the Reflection 100 series.
Okay.
So the Reflection 150, the regular Reflection, the Influence Solitude, all the Momentums, and also the Reflection Travel Trailers have this as well. We partnered with Travelfy, and they're a company that produces essentially a mobile hotspot, but we put them into the units, and so they're all ready to go. There's an antenna on the top of the RV, so you get better reception that way.
Sure.
And these things are just they're sitting there waiting for you to activate them. So if you buy Solitude, for example, you've got this thing already. We did start it. I think we started into last year. So if there's one out there that's that's a little bit older than that, it might not have it. But a lot of them you can check the spec sheet, build sheet, and it'll say if it has it. But it's ready for you, and it uses eSIM technology, so you don't have to get a SIM card for it. You can. They do accept the regular SIM card, but it's ready to go. All you have to do is get your phone. You can call, or you can scan. There's a QR code on there, mm-hmm. and it'll take you to the website, and you just put in your information and activate it. And it's really cool because it's flexible.
Right, right. Exactly.
It's flexible. You can get, we talked about, throttling. They have... for $19, for example, $19 a month, you can get 2 gigabytes of data. Now, if you're just sending emails and you're just doing, business kind of day-to-day things, not streaming, that's going to be enough, and it's going to be very affordable.
Yeah.
If you're wanting, if you've got, a family and you want to stream things and you want to do all the things.
Movies, gaming or something like that.
You're going to need a little more, and you can jump up all the way up to unlimited data for $129 a month.
$129 for unlimited.
Unlimited.
Okay, $129 a month.
All right. That's all month to month too. So if you're hey, we're going to take a big trip in July, but we're not going to do anything in August, well, you just pay for July and then you call and tell them,
Okay. So that's another great feature. It's not like a contracted in for 2 year type of deal where you're locked in at $129 a month.
Right.
You can go month to month.
It's month to month.
Okay.
And the cool thing about these routers that are built into the Travelfy router,
yeah.
it can actually serve as what's called a repeater. And so if you're at a campground and there is Wi-Fi, and let's say the Wi-Fi is really, really good, and you don't, you know, let's say you've got a 2 gigabyte data plan, you don't want to use it, you can connect to that Wi-Fi. Now, you still may have an issue if it's, you know, protected.
Yeah, yeah.
But it can actually connect to that and repeat the signal so that your signal in your coach is actually, would be just like if you were standing next to the router. So it's a really nice feature in that way.
Yeah, it is.
I don't claim to know everything about how that necessarily works, but that's my understanding.
Okay.
You know, so it's really cool. Now, here's the other thing about TravelFi. And I promise, this whole podcast is not supposed to be this pitch for TravelFi. I mean, we partner with them. It's good, you know, and yeah. I just want to tell people about it. They use multiple cell providers. So imagine if, you know, you had a phone that could connect to AT&T, that can connect to Verizon, that could connect to all of those. Mm-hmm. That's what this hotspot does. So it uses all the cell towers, and then it gives you the best connection. And that works throughout North America.
Right.
You know, US, Canada, doesn't matter where you go. You know, there's different cell providers up there. It works everywhere. And
so it's not just solely like proprietary to one cell company.
Right.
It's just
My understanding, they contract with all of them, and they're certainly not the only company that does that, but you know, the mix of technology that they have, their router, the speeds that they offer, the plans that they offer, it's a super affordable way to connect to the internet, and that's why we partnered with them.
Okay.
Yeah. And so now we can get into the realm of, you know, this is above and beyond. I'm going to tell you, I personally have used Starlink.
Okay.
Have you heard of Starlink before?
Yes, I have. Yes.
So, you know, now we're getting extraterrestrial here.
Yeah.
You know, we're not on the ground anymore. We're up in space. And so if you're out there, if you're listening to this and you're the kind of RVer that you are not satisfied with the KOA. Like that's not up your alley, or at least not all the time. You want to go out there and you want to get in the woods and you want to get out and you want to get it, you know, you want to go camp where no one's at, or you're going to camp in rural areas or whatever.
Like
it may
out in Moab, Utah, or someplace like that.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Places like that. But you still need internet. That's where Starlink comes in. Now, I'll say right off the bat here, Grand Design doesn't contract with Starlink. We don't have any Starlink things. I can tell you, just as a user from Starlink, my experience, and then the things that they offer for RVers, because this is just meant to be informative, and you know, that's why we'll dig into that here.
Sure.
So they have this thing, they call it Roam. It's their R-O-A-M. It's their RV, or, you know, kind of out and about, you know, package where you get the satellite dish, and it's cool. It's like a rectangular dish, and all you have to do, they just update it. There's like a kickstand. You just lay it on the ground, and you know, it has to have a clear view of the sky.
Yeah,
preferably the northern sky, but you know, it just affects your speed. So that one is really cool, and this is why it's cool, because if you're at a, you know, you've been to some of these campgrounds, you know, it's it's luck of the draw whether or not you have a view of the sky.
Right.
And really, some of the better RV sites don't, because they're undercover. They're under trees and things
tree
like
lines
that.
And things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's say that you're there and you've got a Starlink dish. Well, let's say 50 feet away, there's a clear view of the sky, just not at your campsite.
Mm-hmm.
These things have like 75-foot cords, and you can get longer cords and things like that. So you go and you find, it's one cord. The one cord provides the power, and it sends the internet back to the router.
Okay.
So you can just go put this thing, as long, you know, wherever it has a view of the sky at. There was a long time where the residential Starlink service was waitlisted. I actually got the RV one just to have internet at my house.
Oh.
Because I'm, I live out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
And I'm pathetic. And all we had was DSL.
You're not pathetic.
Well,
on,
you know, and
sounds nice to me. I'm in the middle of nowhere.
So I put up my roof, and man, I'm telling you, I will tell you this, if people out there, I will hang my hat on this. It is the best invention of my lifetime as far as internet goes. Because if you look at the technology that they use and how they're doing it, and you just go to their website and see the things that, and the way they do it. And then just, because I've really never lived in a city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe like one time for like 9 months, but you know, rural internet's like always been a problem.
Right.
And this has solved it. I mean, as long as you have a power source and a view of the sky, you have internet, and not just fast internet, Tom.
Really?
I'm talking.
So it is good.
Oh, it's fast. Yeah. Like it's faster than you would probably ever need it to be.
Well, sometimes you always wonder, you know, about things like that. Yeah. If it's just a gimmick and does it really work or is it hacky, you know, type of thing. Okay.
Yep. I will say from experience, the RV packages that Starlink offers, you do have like a lower priority. So if it's 5 o'clock, you may be limited, but I never had speeds too slow to stream.
Okay.
I always had, like, I could pull up Netflix, YouTube, whatever, and do that. And so, here's the price tag on that. Here's the price tag. So it's $599 for the equipment.
Woo.
For the dish,
all right.
The router, all that.
$599.
Yep. And then it's $150 a month. Now, it is month to month. So again, if you got to pay for the equipment, but if you're wanting to use it for 1 month and then turn it off for a couple months, that's fine. It's $150. It's pay as you go. And you do have to set it up, break it down each time, but there is the benefit of you can optimally put it, you know, wherever you want it.
Sure.
And then the other side of that is it does require AC power, you know, so you have to have either plugged into shore power or a generator or a inverter.
Okay.
I wouldn't necessarily. It probably uses too much power to use with just off batteries, you know, assuming you're going to be boondocking and want to use like other stuff too. Right. So that's the thing. And I'll tell you one other thing, you know, because people would probably ask, they do have an even higher, or I should say more pricey option as well. Mm. A lot of the motorhome people out there are getting into this. And this is a in-motion Starlink. So the people out there who have like these big diesel pushers and stuff, the equipment is $2,500.
Whoa!
Oh yeah, $2,500, and then you have to buy a router, which is another $250. So you're like $2,750, and then it's $250 a month. Now here's the thing too. Now this, while you're moving, if you're using data, it is limited. Like you get 50 gigabytes for that $250 a month. Once you run out of that, now when you're stopped, when you're stationary, you can turn off that and you can just use it normally. Turn off. But then if you run out of that data, you can't use it in motion anymore.
Oh.
So it gets really expensive.
Oh, wow.
Now, fortunately here at Grand Design, we're talking about fifth wheels. So hopefully, you know, you're not using something like this when you're going down the road like you would in a motorhome. So, but that's kind of the rub. I mean, once you get to your campsite, you do have that ability. Now, here's the thing. For most people, the mobile hotspot, the Travel Fi, that's going to do great. But again, in the interest of being thorough here, if you're going to be out somewhere where you're in the middle of nowhere, there's no cell service, that sort of thing, the Starlink's a great option. And now with Wi-Fi calling, you know, you have cell service as well.
Sure, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of it. I mean, there's a lot of information there, but for people who are looking to incorporate, you know, some sort of way, because I get asked a lot at shows. It's funny you ask,
right?
Because at shows, people, you know, they want to know, you know, what's the options for Wi-Fi and what's the options for
I can
for
imagine,
internet.
You know, it seems like no matter what we talk about, I could always circle back with, do you get asked this at a show?
Yeah,
you
know, that's a good point.
Because just about everything we talk about usually, you know, is relatable to what customers ask.
It does, and it does come up. And we want to be cognizant of that. And if you're listening to this and you have other questions, and obviously we have a list of topics and things like that we like to talk about, and we are going to talk about over the next few, you know, months and, you know, however long.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, people ask the right question. And a lot of times people ask the right question.
Yeah.
And we'd encourage people to send in those things. You know, like I said at the beginning, maybe RV internet is completely not for you, but at least now you know what's out there. And I'm sure there's other things that, you know, are off my radar, off your radar, but those are the three things that I've had, you know, actual direct. I've used all of these things and they work out
Speaking
well.
Speaking from experience again.
Exactly.
All right, Jeff, time to go.
Oh, yeah, we got to get out of here. But hey, it's okay, because unfortunately, the person listening to this did not get an unlimited data plan, and now they're